WQLP Fayetteville Community Radio.
I am Terry Lane, Executive Director of the Northwest Arkansas.
10.
You're listening to KPSQLP Fayetteville, Arkansas.
2.
The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily the opinions of this station. Please check with a trusted health advisor before following any medical advice.
Welcome to the Wendy Loved Show with award-winning comedian Topher Kogan, live tonight on KPSQ.org 97.3 FM from Stage 18 on the historic Fayetteville Square. I'm Wendy Loved, and on today's show, our guests are Opal Agafia, Julia Trupp, and Sally Ganim from Theropod's Float Spa. We've got a great studio audience tonight. So yes, how are you tonight, Topher?
I'm good. I just want to clarify, I did not make her do that introduction for me.
Well, you
not
did.
That grand.
You did just win a roast battle right here on this stage at Stage 18.
Yeah, I did. Shout out to Stage 18. It was a lot of fun.
It was. You were fantastic. So
thank you.
I have to say award-winning, because now you are. And so what have you been doing? What have you been up to?
What have I been up to? You know, so many things. A lot of good movies have come out, so I've been doing that, because I haven't had a lot of stuff to do during the day.
You're going to the movies during the day.
Yes, I know. Matinee prices, they are amazing.
They rock, don't they?
Yes.
Yes. Have you seen anything really great lately?
Let me see. I saw the movie, Crazy Rich Asians, which is really good.
Uh-huh.
A lot
funny?
Of opulence.
Did you actually laugh out loud?
I was more in awe of just like the amount of money on display.
Oh, really?
Because like it was like ridiculous, but like the costumes were amazing. Uh-huh. The wedding scene, to die for.
Wow.
Everybody should go just for that part.
Definitely. Yeah. Cool. Well, and you know, laughter is really great medicine. Actually, I recently posted something on social media that said, laughter is your cheapest form of medicine.
Yeah.
And that's really true, isn't it? You just have to find somebody that can make you laugh.
Yeah, definitely.
It makes life much better, I think. Don't you think?
Yes.
So have you been exercising still?
Yes, I haven't. I've been going to the gym more and, doing, you know, the good old elliptical.
The elliptical?
Yeah, I can't do the treadmill. That's just too much like being outside, so.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like being outside.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Because you have to like, because all the movements are like your own, but the elliptical, it's almost like you're like strapping it. It's just like doing it for you. So.
It's doing it for you. That's like the lazy exerciser.
It is, and I'm okay with that. You've been swimming though, haven't you?
I have been swimming. And so I injured myself a couple of months ago, and it was a really silly small injury, but I have some autoimmune problems. And so my body overreacts to everything. And so it's been 2 months of trying to get over that little injury I had. I was flying back from Boston, and I went to get my suitcase, and it didn't come with me.
Ooh.
And so swimming is really a great way to get started again. And you know, these things kind of come in cycles. We have injuries, we sometimes get sick, and we can't go to the gym, but you can always just start over, you know.
Exactly.
And swimming really takes all that pressure off your body, so that's been a great way for me to get going again. And I love to compete with myself, so when I go swimming, you know, the first time I just started walking in the pool and kicking my legs, and then the next time, you know, actually swimming a little bit. So, it's definitely getting me back on the road so I can get back into the gym and continue that competition with myself to.
Yes, good. Now see.
See, what is up with you and competition?
I love competition. So when I'm in the gym, what I like to do is, especially if I'm in like a cycling class, I like to pick one person and they are my enemy for the whole time. But they'll never know it because I'm like, I can't go up and like tell them, hey, I beat you today in spinning class. And they're like, we didn't go anywhere. I'm like, but I still won. Yeah, it's just a little extra motivation to get you through the workout.
Well, I can do that with myself. But and I can understand. I just think it's really funny because you kind of target somebody and they have no idea.
Exactly.
You're like, you're the one. I'm going to win today.
Yeah.
But it must be motivating. You know, whatever it takes, right?
As long as you don't take it into the parking lot afterwards. You're good to go.
I can't imagine you ever doing that. So how's your sleep going? Because that's been another issue lately.
Yes, my sleep's been super crazy. I have only been able to, like, so whenever I go to sleep, it's like my body wants to just, like, wake up, like, out of nowhere. And I'm like, okay, I'm stuck being awake, which is one of the reasons why I went to the movies a lot, just because I just didn't, you know, do anything during the morning times.
Sure.
But, But there was a thing that we did yesterday, which we'll talk about a little bit later, that did help with sleep.
Oh, did it help you?
Yes, I got a good restful sleep.
Nice. Yeah, we're going to talk more about the Lucia Light treatment when we interview Sally Ganim in a little while.
But oh, wait. Oh, gosh. I did have – should I talk about the sleep paralysis story? Do we have time for that?
Yeah, I think we do. Sure.
Okay. Okay. I don't know if anybody has ever had sleep paralysis or not, but it's basically where your body is like, ooh, this sleep is real nice, and your brain's like, but we got to wake up right now. And the two don't come to, like, to a conclusion on what's going to happen. And so your eyes just shoot open, but you can't move. And so it's super scary, super terrifying if you don't know what's happening, especially if you're not in your own home.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I never thought about that. So were you were away in a hotel or something?
Yeah, I was at a hotel in the lobby, no less.
Oh, my gosh. You're in the lobby?
Yeah, well, you know, I took a nap, and I just, like,
I don't know why I'm surprised. So Topher and I have been around Fayetteville doing some filming for a TV show that we're on, the Green Zone TV. And he has this issue where he yawns all the time.
I'm so tired.
He's like always yawning. Right? So he did this bit for the show where he filmed himself in all different locations in Fayetteville yawning. And they, you know, and it was, you know, does cannabis make you lazy, right?
Or lazy.
Tired, yeah. And so it was pretty funny. But, yeah, you're a yawner.
Yeah, I yawn a lot, and I can nap anywhere.
Like, see, that's interesting. You can nap anywhere, but you can't fall asleep at night.
Exactly. But the problem with all that coming together is sleep paralysis. So it was awful.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's terrifying. Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, this has been great.
That thing that we're going to talk about later did help with that.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, you are listening to the Wendy Love Edge Show with Topher Kogan on KPSQ.org, 97.3 FM. KPSQ is your community radio station. We're dedicated to serving Fayetteville listeners like you with a blend of music, talk, commentary, and news designed to enrich your life. As we grow, we emphasize locally produced homegrown shows like this one and feature syndicated shows like Democracy Now! As we're all volunteers, overhead is low, and so donations from fellow citizens like you help us to keep us on the air. Please consider making a tax-deductible donation in any amount on kpsq.org on the donation box. And tonight, we're also raising some money for KPSQ, so thank you all so much for being here.
Woke up this morning, take a look at my clock. It's way past noontime, now I'm late for work. Tell me, what have I done wrong? Ain't nothing going right with me. Must be I've been smoking too long.
And now it's time for Cannabis Corner, and we'd like to welcome Julia Trout from Roughhouse Comedy Connection and Rodeo Book Club.
Woo!
welcome to the show, Julia.
Hello, hello.
Well, it's so nice to see you here. I have met you in all different areas of Fayetteville.
It's true.
It's
yeah.
true, right? And most recently, you performed at Elder Tree. It was a wonderful comedy open mic night and improv, and that was fantastic. So thank you for joining us tonight on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I actually didn't necessarily think about what I was wearing because I was like, I'll be on the radio. I can wear a dress. And here I am sitting on stage, so sorry.
You look
being
great.
A lady, you know.
You're being a lady.
Yeah,
oh, well.
Indeed.
So, Julia, I heard that you have some stories about cannabis. This is our little segment of the show where we do a little cannabis education, and I hear you have a story for us.
Yeah, so I grew up a nerd, just straight up. I'm sure everyone is familiar or somewhat familiar with the Dare to Be Drug-Free program in elementary school.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. We're all aware.
Government propaganda.
Yes, mm-hmm. Indeed. And in fifth grade, I won my Dare to Be Drug-Free essay contest. And I think it's just because I wrote exactly what was in the pamphlets. And I was like, I'm going to be drug-free. It's going to be fine. And
how's that working for you?
As an adult, not as nicely, I suppose, as a little 10-year-old me thought. But when I got older, I was like, no, I'm never going to smoke weed. I'm never going to do any of that. You know, I just see it on TV. I'm a nerd. It's fine. And I was like owning it. And I remember when I was going, I think when I was either going into middle school or almost done with middle school. And I remember it was late night, just talking to my mom at our breakfast bar. She was having a glass of wine. I was having a sandwich or whatever. And she was like, okay, you're going into eighth grade or ninth grade, and I want to be open. And if anyone ever offers you marijuana, it's okay. Like,
really?
Yeah, my mom was totally cool. She was like, I need you to talk to me. It's not a green light, but it's not a red light. We're coasting in the yellow light zone. Like, you need to talk to me about it, communicate, and then we'll be good. Just, you got to talk to me. And I was like, Mommy, I'm never going to smoke marijuana. It's going to be fine.
And then day of school, you came home just high as all.
I should have. Because at that point, I'm sitting at the breakfast bar. I, like, set my sandwich down. I was like, Mommy, I'm never going to. Don't worry about it. She's like, but if you do, it's okay. Wow. And I was like, Mommy, I won't. I swear. And she's like, I'm not. You're not in trouble. It's fine. I'm letting you know. Uh-huh. We're keeping communication open. I was like, Mommy. And I, like, dismissed myself and literally went and threw up in the bathroom because
oh,
I was so emotional about
wow.
it. I was like, and my mom's just standing in the doorway like, what the frick is wrong with you? Like, what? This is so dumb. I was like, I told you, I'm not going to. And then, like, 2 years later, mm-hmm. I went to the basketball court with my boyfriend at the time and sat there and then, you know, did our thing in the neighborhood kids. And I came home and my mom was like, okay. She had told us before we could use our back patio if we wanted to. And I was
really?
Like, no, we have to, like, that's stop. She was also like the kind of mom that would say, it's okay if you sneak out, just tell me first.
This is amazing.
I was like, okay.
Really?
Yeah. So.
So, did she do any teaching with you, or you just got that education at school, you know, Dare to stay off of
yeah,
drugs? What
all
was
the
that, that program? It's
with
Dare,
the line.
Right?
Yeah, it's Dare. I don't remember
right. They've
what
been trying
it
to resurrect
for.
The
yeah.
Dare program, actually.
I don't think it's
crazy.
Working. Yeah,
I think it's working.
There's no point.
Right.
It's not like we ever sat down and smoked together. That didn't happen until I guess a couple years ago when I came home from college. And
I wonder,
like,
how she's feeling. Is she listening
yeah.
tonight?
Hopefully. She's probably fine. She's like, oh, I'll have a sip of another sip of my Chardonnay, and this is great.
Well, isn't it interesting? Alcohol is acceptable, right?
Yeah.
But cannabis still carries such a stigma to it.
It really is.
It really does.
Yeah.
And so it's good that she didn't continue that talk of the stigma with you.
Oh, yeah. You know? There was never any, like, don't do this, it's not allowed in my house type of thing. It was more like, if you want to do it, we just need to talk. And I was also at that point as a child, like, I couldn't talk about having sex. I couldn't. And my parents were like, we are talking
we want
to
you,
you
to
about
talk to
this.
Us.
Like, what is wrong with you? Right. How old are you?
Right.
And I, like, at the time, I thought that when you were, you know, like, stoning, when the when Joan of Arc and all of the witches back in the day were stoned, I literally thought
they were
getting stoned to death.
To death. Well, you know, it's
so
interesting,
like,
because, you know, there's zero deaths from cannabis.
There's zero deaths.
Zero deaths. Still,
there's more deaths from alcohol.
Still zero deaths.
Yep.
So that's funny that you
yeah,
thought
even
that.
Today, as an almost 24-year-old woman, like, last night I was watching The Handmaid's Tale, and no spoilers, except for the fact that there's a stoning, and it will still pop in my head, like, oh, I have to remind myself they're literally throwing rocks at someone and not just, like, forcing them to tie themselves up and just smoke a ton of weed and just, like, die, apparently. Nope, that's not a thing, so.
Well, it is a weed, but, you know, it'd be really great if people could start using the word cannabis.
Exactly.
And, you know, I think we use this in our vernacular, weed, stoned, you know, all these words. But I'm really interested in cannabis as medicine. It's been, you know, it essentially saved my life, and I know so many people that it has improved their health incredibly. So, you know, using the word cannabis and talking about it as medicine is really important.
Exactly.
I mean, but it is funny, you know, and we can't help but giggle a little bit when we talk about it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And especially as a child where I was like, oh, it's so bad. And my parents were like, no, it's really a good thing. We have gotten off our actual medication. There's nothing, you know, there's nothing wrong with prescription medication or anything, but we do see more of a problem with abusing prescription meds than cannabis as medicine. And my
boyfriend, they're really progressive people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's, how great is that?
I'm pretty thankful. And my boyfriend even kind of weaned himself off of his anxiety medication. And I've never really needed necessarily to take prescription medication because I've had this wonderful natural medicine kind of in my back pocket.
Yeah.
You know.
I know. It's going to be really great when Arkansas finally gets their act together. And yeah, it's been kind of a stall, hasn't it? The people voted it in 2 years ago.
Has it been that long?
It's been 2 years.
And it's been 2 years. And so they're still working on the cultivators and who's going to have the dispensaries. I just read something yesterday that they're going to bring in a special separate committee to go over the dispensary licenses, which is probably a good thing because they ran into some trouble with nepotism, people that know each other, you know, putting those people through. So it's a good thing, but it still kind of is a very slow process. And it's really unfortunate that there's no grow rights with the current bill that passed, the amendment to the Constitution, actually, that passed, because grow rights are human rights, and so that's something we definitely have to keep working on. But I'm so glad your mom kind of reduced the stigma that you received at school.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
And we're all kind of indoctrinated when we go to public school with a lot of things.
Yeah.
So many. Just public school in general, I think.
It's the best, isn't it?
Right.
I love it.
Well, and private school, too. They sort of have their agenda, right? But that's really great. Mm-hmm. So did you have any other stories for us? Or
Really, just those. I guess the next one, or the last one, I would say, is that when I was introduced to the plant and went and visited a childhood friend in Florida, I think when I was 17, so right after I was, like, all into it in high school, I had been burning incense in my room so much so, just because I liked the smell, and my parents were like, oh, she's up there smoking, it's fine.
You know? They just
yeah, they were just like, oh, she's it. And it wasn't until, like, a few years ago where I was like, no, I literally was just burning incense. And they're like, oh, all this time we thought you were just smoking.
They were
up
probably,
up there.
Maybe they were hopeful.
They were just, exactly, because I was so freaking geeky. Like, I just was, they were probably like, our kid's a nerd, it's fine. You know, there's nothing wrong with that, but we're trying to be cool parents, and she's really making this hard for us. So, but when I went and visited my friend in Florida, we sat in his bedroom and just were talking and smoking out the window. He had made a bong out of a Pepsi bottle or something.
Isn't that amazing when people do that? I've seen
and
people,
like,
make them out of an apple.
Apple, so many different contraptions. And he made it out of, and he handed it to me, and I was like, this is empty. I'm not thirsty. What is this? And he was like, no, so he showed me how to do it. And that was the first time I was just out of my mind. Like, this is this is what this feels like. This is a good thing. And I ate, I think, every single bag of Goldfish crackers that he had in his pantry.
Well, now, it's a good idea to keep on hand very healthy snacks.
Yes.
If you watch the Green Zone TV, we talk about that on our show. So it's a definite real side effect of the medicine.
It is.
And so, you know, having carrot sticks and celery sticks.
Almonds.
And, I mean, I know you really want the sugar and the,
you know. You've got to have the Goldfish crackers, apparently.
Mm-hmm, the carbs, you know. But if you have things on hand that are healthy, it's kind of it's a good idea.
Yeah.
It is. You are. Most people do experience that side effect.
Yeah, exactly. And that was the first time I'd ever heavily experienced it, where I had to lead myself down the hallway holding the wall because
oh,
it was
goodness.
Like, yeah, it was one of those cases.
Sometimes
but,
it can be a little over medicating. You know?
Yeah.
And so you have to. It's a good idea to keep a journal and know what strains you've used and how they affected your body. And that's
I
really
actually
important.
Just tried the real Pineapple Express the other day.
Oh, nice.
So that was a real thing that wasn't just the James Franco movie. So that was nice.
Well, it's interesting. It's hard when you're in a state that doesn't have dispensaries, that doesn't have things set up. It's hard to know what you're getting. So if, and I'm not an advocate for any illegal activities, but if you're gonna use the medicine, you want to really try to know what it is that you're using, and you can look it up on leafly.com. It'll give you all the information about the strain that you have if you do get the name. So thank you so much for joining us
tonight.
Yeah,
thank you for having me. This was a really, I've never been on a live radio show before.
Well, you were fabulous. We'll have to talk with you again another time.
Thank you.
I go to get some breakfast, but I ain't got no food. I take me a shower, but that damn water don't feel so good. Oh, tell me, what have I done wrong? Ain't nothing going right for me. Must be I've been smoking too long.
And that was Smoking by Meredith Sisko.
Yes. And without further ado, we have Ozark roots and soul artist Opal Agafia.
Opal, thank you so much for joining us tonight. So you've recently started on a health journey, haven't you?
I have. I'm kind of experimenting with different diets to figure out what's best for my body.
And nice.
I've come to the conclusion that it's not just the diet, you have to work out as well.
Mm-hmm. Moving your body is important. But there's lots of ways to do that, you know. I mean, I love the gym. Like we were saying earlier, I like to compete with myself. But, you know, just taking a walk or just even walking around your house and moving your arms and your legs, you know, anything to get the body going.
Oh, yeah. It's I actually, before I became a musician, I've done traditional martial arts and fitness kickboxing since I was 6 years old.
Uh-huh.
So I was heavily involved with that. And then I moved to Eureka Springs right out of college and started focusing all my time and energy on music. And
which we're so happy that you did.
Yes, and I'm happy too.
Sometimes you have to kind of reassess and see what will work to keep your body in good working order. So it sounds like that's kind of what you're doing right now.
Yes, time management and, you know, being on the road, it's a challenge.
I bet that's a challenge.
It is.
Because mostly for food, what's out there, what do we find on the road, Topher?
We find gas station Chinese food is what we find.
So Topher and I went to film a show in in Little Rock, right? And we were looking for some Asian food. That's what we were kind of in the mood for. And all we could find was gas station Chinese food. So we decided that was not a good idea.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it's like out there.
I know. One of the projects that we've talked about with Bulldozer Health is eventually having, you know, so-called fast food available on the road for people, you know, somewhere you can drive through and get a little rice and beans and fruit and healthy snacks.
Oh, yeah.
Like under $5, like going through one of the fast food places, but actually healthy.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
It would be, right?
They have a customer right here.
There you go. Well, we're so excited that you're here with us tonight. Would you like to play some music for us?
I would.
You You are listening to the Wendy Levitt Show with Topher Kogan, and we are broadcasting live from Stage 18 on the historic Fayetteville Square on kpsq.org, 97.3 FM, community-supported radio. I can't wait for this music. It's going to be amazing.
Yes, I'm excited.
I know. I wonder if she's going to play your favorite. We'll have to talk about that after.
Oh, yes.
See what she plays.
You're no good for me. Sometimes I get drunk and show some sass. I tend to get mean and you just laugh. Oh, maybe you're no good for me. I say I'll be different, but you won't notice anyway. I guess you're the penitentiary, and I'm the one who likes to play. Oh, maybe you're no good for me. So come on and talk sweet to me. Yeah. Is what you like to see. Hey, come on, we'll dance another round, and I'll keep putting you down. You drink my whiskey and I smoke all your weed. Well, you support me and I support you. Let's keep it simple, darling, singing the blues. Oh, maybe you're all right for me. So come on and talk sweet to me. Yeah, I'm a mess, is what you like to see. Hey, come on, we'll dance another round, and I'll keep putting you down. No good for me. Maybe you're all right for me. And maybe you're no good for me. But maybe you're all right for me.
Thank
Thank you. That's off my first album, which with my band Opal Agafi and the Sweet Nothings, you can find on the interwebs. This next song's also out there on the interwebs. It's called Takeout Barbecue. I write songs with my mom, who, like Julie's parents, are very open and progressive. So shout out to mom. I just had to get that in there. Gonna stay too long. You don't hear from me, come and find us. Sim long horns, they'll poke you in the gun. And when we get way down in Texas, we'll buy some takeout barbecue. Like Adam's Red, too saucy. We got what's missing out of you. Now if you get wet down in Texas, grow your hair and write some songs. New whole world in Texas, like the fiddle pick and sing along. Oh, we're going down in Texas. We ain't gonna stay too long. You don't hear from me, come and find us. Cause them long horns, they'll poke you then they gone. From here, come and find us. Them long horns will poke you in the gown. And when we get way down in Texas, we'll buy some takeout barbecue. Like Adam's Red, too saucy. We got what's missing out of you. Oh, we'll go. We ain't gonna stay too long. You don't hear from here, come and find us. Cause them long horns, they'll poke you, then they're gone.
Opal Agafi, thank you so much. You are listening to the Wendy Love Edge Show with Topher Kogan on kpsq.org 97.3 FM. And we are broadcasting live from Stage 18 on the historic Fayetteville Square.
Yes, right down the street from where this show will be playing regularly at the wonderful third floor of the Chancellor Hotel.
Yes, amazing. So thank you all for being here tonight. Let's give another round of applause for Opal.
Thank you. Waiting for the applause to die down. That was amazing, Opal.
Thank you.
I love it. I can now say that every song that I've heard you sing is my favorite song.
Awesome.
I love it. So you have a new CD out.
It's not out digitally yet. So okay. Only those who attend my shows or you can buy online at opalagafia.com. Okay. Have listened to the album, and I did that because I created a songbook, and I still believe in handing people something, you know. They used to do that, but now they're getting rid of CDs, so I'm kind of making my stand.
Nice.
And there's one other reason, if I have the time to explain it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure.
I am doing a music video for one of the songs on the record called Oh Promised Land, which is going to be released in October, along with my full-length album called Share What You Own. And be looking for that.
I love the name of it. When you sent me your photo and it says Share What You Own, I didn't realize that was the name of the album.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love, I love that saying. It's wonderful.
It's really, both of those songs are about rising up and helping others and, you know, being open-minded, which is goes along with what you guys do here on your radio show, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, we're glad
so glad you're here. And one of the CDs is actually on our silent auction table, so if you'd like to bid on that. And do you have any here tonight also, Opal, for people?
I do.
Wonderful. So if you're interested, she has those available. So thank you so much for joining us. And if you don't mind staying with us through, for the next guest. And at the end of the show, we're going to take questions from the audience. Normally on the show, we will have people, you'll be invited to call in for the last 15 minutes of the show. So at this time, I would like to welcome to the stage and on the show our health guest. And her name is Sally Ganim, and she is the owner and operator of Therapod's Float Spa. Welcome to the show, Sally.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
So Topher and I visited Therapod's yesterday.
Yes.
And we have both been there before.
Yeah, we have on separate occasions. So so I did the float treatment with my brother a couple of years back, which was like amazing because I didn't know what was going to happen going into it. But you were like, just go in there and just do it and just wait. And it like, wow. And it was.
You're like, ah. Is that what people say? Have you heard that before?
Yes.
Yes.
They tell them you expect nothing, and then there's actually nothing in there. And they come out like, wow, you delivered exactly what you promised.
Well, now, there's like how many pounds of salt in the tub?
850.
Oh, 850 pounds.
That's a lot of shakers.
Of Epsom salt.
Sit there and dump it.
It's a palate.
And so I actually also received a treatment, and so you're lying in the dark in this tub full of 850 pounds of salt, and the first 30 minutes I thought I was going to lose my mind, I have to say, and you, but you warned me, you prepared me for that, and then I kind of let go, and it was amazing, and the health benefits just went on, you know.
Yay!
So let's talk about the health benefits of the float.
It's pretty incredible for anxiety. Seems like pretty much everybody is on prescription pills for anxiety, and it's amazing when we just remove all the stimulation that we have in the regular day. Even just there's 150 pounds on the back of my thighs, there's 2 pounds on one pinky toe and none on the other foot at all, like all those kind of messages, or my watch is pulling one hair, you know, whatever kind of stuff, my belt is cold up here. All those messages going to your brain, interrupting everything you do, if you can just get them all to just shut the heck up for a minute, you have a whole lot more resources at your brain's disposal. So we are kind of capable of healing ourselves if we just take time to let ourselves have a break. And sometimes we don't get a break that...
Absolutely.
We need a big push of a break.
We're in kind of such a fast-paced society. You know, everybody's in a rush. They're going to work, going to school, going to pick up the kids, got to get home and make dinner, you know. And this, people don't leave that time for relaxation and to rejuvenate. So going to Therapod's and lying in the tub, you're kind of forced to be with yourself. And ultimately, it's a really great experience, I think.
Some people aren't really ready to be by themselves. I get a surprising amount of texts from the tank. It's kind of weird.
From the tank. Yeah. Come get me. You know, I think when I was in the tank, I thought about texting you because you gave me that option.
You didn't even get away from your phone, Wendy, you.
But it was a fabulous experience. And that second half of it really allowed me to be with myself and feel what was happening in my body. And you're absolutely right. Your body knows how to heal itself. We just have to put it in the right conditions. And then it'll do its job. Isn't it amazing?
Mm-hmm.
It's the only body I'm going to have. I might as well like it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So let's talk about the other treatment that you're now providing at your spa. You actually also provide haircuts, and it's an actual full spa. But yesterday when Topher and I were visiting, we had a Lucia light treatment.
Yes, and I was like, I don't know what this is. Like, it sounds like, so when Wendy explained it to me, it sounded kind of like the opposite of deprivation tank, because instead of going into darkness and quietness, it is soft music and just like lights. I don't know if anybody has seen demonstrations, but it's just like flashes of lights in your face, you know. And so it's, but yeah, so it was just for me a 180.
Yeah, it's the opposite of the tank, the salt tank. But I loved it when I called Sally and discussed with her being on the show tonight. She said, I have a new treatment. Do you like psychedelics? And I don't really necessarily like psychedelics, but I loved the treatment. It actually kind of made me feel elated, because mm-hmm. the lights are flashing in front of you and it's just white, but your own mind brings in the color. Is that true?
Yes, so it started out as neuro art, and basically the light is the paintbrush, and your brain is the medium, and you are the artist. And so as you look at the light with your eyes closed, it flashes in different frequencies, and it makes your brain waves all work together in harmony. It creates a balance between your left and right brain working together, and that makes happy land. It releases melatonin and dopamine and endorphins. It looks absolutely horrendous and torturous to watch somebody. You think, oh, I would hate that, but it's so pleasant and so good.
I know. I posted Topher on Instagram having the treatment done, and it took a while. People didn't like it right away. Like, usually with videos, you know, people will jump right on there and watch them, you know, and they did. That we had lots of people watching, but I think they were a little confused, even though I wrote what it was.
They thought you were
what is happening
me.
To that young man?
Why have you kidnapped him?
But the treatment definitely made me feel happier, and my sleep was much improved. And how was your sleep?
My sleep was so wonderful and amazing. I didn't have to anything to go to sleep, because like I usually do, and I at the end of the day I was just like, okay, and I was out. So
Can
it
I
was
just
great.
Tell the secret that you said you don't ever sleep very well, only a little bit at a time.
We were talking about that at the beginning of the show. His sleep issues. He falls asleep places. He's yawning all the time.
Yeah.
So that was really great. Just with one treatment, you mm-hmm. saw some improvement.
And it wasn't really a treatment. It was just a little taste test.
Yeah,
just a little demo.
Yeah, so we only did it for maybe max 5 minutes, maybe, I guess. Uh-huh. And the treatments are usually 2 hours. How long is it?
We have just been doing short little demos that are kind of 2, 3 to 5 minutes, depending on, you know, how much time we have. But mm-hmm. An actual session, we recommend for people to go for a full hour.
And
for a full hour. Wow, that must be amazing, because I really felt elated. I think you took some photos, Topher, mm-hmm. and I was just smiling.
Yeah, the whole time.
Yeah, just cheesy. Totally smiling, because there's all this beautiful color in front of you, and it's very, very cool. So, and there's a word that goes with it, right? Relating to the state immediately before falling asleep. So Sally gave us some information, some written information about it. And the word I've never heard before, it's hypnagogic. Hypnagogic. Has anyone heard that? Let me clap if you've heard that word before. See, it's a brand new word.
My husband's clapping.
So hypnagogic relates to the device itself. That's what it does, right?
Pretty much it gives your brain so much input that your brain puts on a beautiful little dance for you with pictures for you to watch. And there's so much going on that your brain kind of checks out and you're almost pushed into a state of meditation. It's, like Topher said, really the exact opposite of the float tank. It has the same end result, but you get there a totally different way.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Well, so Sally, how can people get in touch with you?
Please go to my website at therapods.com, T-H-E-R-A-P-O-D-S, not the dinosaur, Google. We're over on Mall Avenue by Fat Tire and Core in Fayetteville. Either one of those ways is great. And come to Stage 18 tonight because we're here now.
Yes, and the Lucia Light Treatment is here with us tonight if you'd like to try it out. You can do that right here at Stage 18. We are on the Wendy Love Ed Show with Topher Kogan, and we are broadcasting live from Stage 18 on kpsq.org 97.3 FM. Now, we'd like to open up for the audience if they have any questions that they'd like to ask of Opal or Sally or myself and Topher. Does anybody have any questions tonight here in the audience? All right.
Hi, this question is for Opal. I just wondered, like, how much of the year you spend traveling and how much you spend is at home and how that divides out for you.
Imagine, well, I have another job. I'm a healthcare provider. Well, not a provider. I help people with disabilities. So every other week I'm gone 2 days a week back home in Russellville, Arkansas. Other than that, even on those weeks, I'm usually gone from Thursday till Sunday or Monday. So I haven't really done the math, but it feels like a lot.
A lot of traveling and touring.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I'm still doing all my own management and booking. So I'm busy all the time. And I'm really trying this portion of the year and from then on out to find one day a week to dedicate to go see other live music and try to be grounded a little bit. But I would say I'm on the road probably 70% of the time. And if I'm not on the road, the other 30%, I'm preparing to be on the road.
Wow.
So it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question for Julia, because you tried the Lucia, or is it Lucia? How do we pronounce this word?
Lucia.
Lucia. You did the Lucia treatment today. What were your thoughts on it?
I thought it was amazing. I immediately picked up on the music that was played with it, because that was a part of the practice, or just the experience, that's a better word, the experience. And my boyfriend and I sometimes will listen to that group, I guess, to fall asleep. So I was like immediately snapped into that. And I know you explained it to me. I was just ready to go, but I didn't realize that like the lights weren't necessarily causing the colors and everything of what I was seeing. So that was it was just an amazing experience. I was smiling the whole time, and at first I thought I was floating, like at one point, just because whatever was happening with the lights was also in sync with the beats of the music, and I'm a big proponent of synchronization, so.
I think your brain does that. People tell me that all the time.
Exactly.
Oh, I love the way you synchronized it with the music.
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
No. Okay, so that's even freaking cooler. You guys need to do this because, yeah, I was definitely feeling it. Like, it was definitely a euphoric just feeling at the very end where all the endorphins were going. Like, it was just a pleasurable experience, silently.
We all need a little more euphoria.
Yeah, we do.
So, We did this in Portland with live music. We had a didgeridoo and singing bowls and different kinds of musical healing. And while Opal was playing earlier, I totally wanted to turn the light down and sit in the chair, but I was just watching her because her voice is so amazing. I couldn't stop.
Nice. Do we have any other questions from the audience?
Okay, this is for you, Miss Love Edge.
Yes.
You've been here since January this year, relocated.
I relocated back to Fayetteville. I'm very excited about it. Yes.
What is your favorite part of Fayetteville? It's a weird question.
Favorite part?
What do you feel most connected to by being here?
I have to say, I just love the community here, and it really feels like a kind of a small town. I run into people that I know often when I'm in town, and I love so much about it. The farmers market is incredible, and it's several days a week, not just one day a week, like where I'm from in Boston. Although I'm sure in Boston itself there is a farmers market at Haymarket every day, but I didn't live right in the city. And then the art and music community, everyone has been very welcoming and interested, and I love sharing projects. I know Leilani Law invited me to a group of artists where we talked about our projects and got feedback from each other, and so it's just very welcoming, and people seem to really support each other, and I really enjoy that. So what I do kind of incorporates art and music and health all together, and I'm always trying to find ways to incorporate those things together, because I feel like the music and the art kind of draws people in, and then we can talk about these other subjects. And it seems to be working pretty well. Do you think it's working? What do you think? So thank you so much to Fayetteville for welcoming me back. I lived here in 2010, and I became very ill at that time with a disease called dermatomyositis. And I was in a power wheelchair and couldn't care for myself. I was on 16 pharmaceutical drugs. And so, during that time, my wife bathed me and dressed me, and it was very stressful and difficult. And I do have a book that I wrote about it. It's called 16, My Journey into Wellness. And
you can get it.
You can get it on the silent auction table, or I have some with me also. And it's also available at Nightbird Books right here in town. So if you'd like to learn more about that, it really was the worst and best thing that ever happened to me. And really opened my mind and opened doors and allowed me to see things that I couldn't see before. And so no one wants to be sick, of course, but I would say that it really was very helpful for my life and opened me up and brought me back to things that I had been doing earlier in my life, like art and working in the community in that way. So thanks for the question, Leilani. And this is Leilani Law, who has been very supportive of all of the projects that we're doing through Bulldozer Health and Wendy Love Edge and all of it. So please check out her at leilanilaw.com. Studioleilani.com, right? And she has some great upcoming adult classes and, of course, classes for children, fine art. Amazing. Thank you, Leilani. Does anyone else have any questions? We have a few more minutes. I think in the back there were some questions. You're listening to the Wendy Love Edge Show with Topher Kogan on kpsq.org 97.3 FM.
All right. I have a question for all of you all. So you just mentioned that illness sometimes can bring about great change or just a lot of moving in different directions. So what do you all do? Like if you know like you have a health crisis that your mind is scattered and your body energy is low and you feel like shucks, if I don't do something quick, I think I'm going to get ill. So what do I need to do? So each one of you, what do you do when you like feel that you need that positive change? What's the first thing you go to?
I go outside. Yeah. Every single time, the further I can get away from people and the more green leaves, the fresher the air. Hopefully if there's water there, that's even better. That's my go-to.
Nice.
Right behind my office, behind our spa, is the trail, the Greenway, and it's just great to go back there and kind of refresh. If I go out the front door, I hit Old Navy and Target and all that. I go out the back, it's like the birds are chirping. It's pretty awesome.
Nice. Yep.
Well, I'll be the one to admit to bad habits here. yes, Melissa, chocolate. I take myself to Walmart or Target and I get junk food. Because I can't help it. But then after that, I go to the gym.
If you start to feel sick, you go to Walmart and get junk
because
food?
Yes, because I was raised on, what is it, feed a cold, starve a fever, I think. Well, I feed all of it. Adding it on will just, like, force the sickness to leave faster. So, yeah, I have to get, like, junk food or, like, something really, like, greasy and heavy. I don't know why, but that's what I do.
I mean, it's okay. Like, I also have bad habits. And my theory is that alcohol burns things. So
I'll just open up
a bottle of red wine. Yeah,
opinions
red wine
being just expressed right now are not necessarily the opinions
of
this show.
But we got some comedians on the show. I mean, this is
exactly
what you get. Red wine has antioxidants.
There
so,
we go.
I mean, just gotta.
Alcohol is a disinfectant. So.
Boom, oh, that's just, Lord. But there you go.
Duty killer.
So usually if I start to feel sick, I increase my water intake because I want to kind of flush it out and increase some vitamin C. Going outside like that, often I have some allergies and stuff, so that doesn't really work for me. We all have to kind of do what works. Maybe. But yeah, the water and the vitamin C and also rest. I think sometimes in our current times, we just think that somehow we're being lazy if we take the time to rest. But if you're already starting to feel sick, go and get some rest. Drink lots of water. Eat healthy food. You know, be good to your body.
I found that usually when I'm feeling down and out, it's because I'm not exercising enough, resting enough, or eating right. And I try to focus on that. Most recently I did 65 days without grain, dairy, or added sugar.
Woo!
And it's the best I've ever felt. And the downside of that is like I fell off the food wagon and then getting back on it. So right now I'm striving to do that. But I really think diet, exercise, and rest are what I focus on when I'm feeling like I'm about to crash.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I think we're finished with the question and answer part of the show. You're listening to the Wendy Love Show with Topher Kogan. And I'd like to thank a few people for helping to make this happen tonight. First, I'd like to thank Angela Edge for her music that we use between segments. And shout out to Angela. Unfortunately, she's not feeling well tonight, and so she is resting and drinking lots of water.
Good. Don't eat junk food, Angela.
I'm sure she's listening. Thank you for the music. I'd like to thank Stage 18 for hosting this event. And I'd like to thank Leilani Law, obviously. I just thank her, studioleilani.com. And the great Jory Costello is in the house also. Please check her out at joycostello.com, and she's starting Performing Arts Fridays at the Anne Brown Memorial School, so please check that out. She's here tonight if you want more information about that. It's a program that she's doing with Jules Taylor. And Therapod's Float Spa, of course. And please, we still have time if you'd like to bid on silent auction items. There's some items from Therapod's there. We'd like to thank Roughhouse Comedy Collective and Rodeo Book Club. NWARBL, The Sacred Leaf for all your CBD needs. Angela Lamb and Healthy Life Nation. And please check out, we do have a DVD on our silent auction table. It's called Uninflame Me, Reversing the Effects of the American Diet and Lifestyle. And I'm bringing the film to Fayetteville on October 11th at Fiesta Square Cinema. So please get your tickets. And there's some handbills up in the front if you'd like to check that out. It's a great film, and I think you'll find it useful. And, of course, all of our guests here tonight. Thanks so much to Opal Agafia, Sally Ganim, and Julia Trepp. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week, 6 p.m. on kpsq.org, 97.3 FM, for the Wendy Levitt Show with Topher Kogan.